Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Yeah, live, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Monstrous Radio.
Yeah, you already know how I do. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio. I'm just DJ E-Monster. Some of the monsters are going to be calling in here in just a minute. It's Monstrous Monday, start of a new week. We trying to get you going. We're going to talk about what went down last week, why I couldn't do Friday Night Live. Hopefully you guys listened to an archive, but we was at Hot Rod Thursday night, me and the Monstars crew, and we was definitely getting in. So I got some hot new music for you guys. Matter of fact, I got to pay some homage to the guys that came out and performed. It was kind of a last-minute thing, but they showed up. They showed out, and they brought some people with them. But hold on, y'all. Before I get to this music, let me check in with one of the Monstars herself, Miss Unbelievable. How you doing tonight, Mama?
Hey.
Hello.
Hey. How's everyone doing? It's all good.
Everything is monstrous. So you're about ready to help these people get their week started. You know what I mean? I ain't got no topic for tonight, but apparently, you know, I posted up like, wow, can you believe it? I don't know what to talk about. For real. Okay.
You am shocked. Let me write this down in the archives. Archive that. What?
It is. What it is. We're going to get the week started. Talk about, you know, some of the things we did on Thursday night when we went out, turned it up. I had a really good time. And you kind of shocked me. You kind of shocked me. I'll tell you guys about that here coming up in here just a little bit. I got some events to tell you guys about, all kinds of things. Monstrous Monday, so we going to make it do what it do. So I kick back for a hot minute. I got like three tracks to run for y'all because the artist that came out and showed out brought people with them. Monster salute to y'all, for real. So I got to pay y'all homage first. So up first, I got some AWOL, then I got some Juice G, then I got some Chef Delacroix, all artists here from the Twin Cities. I can help them book. I can help you get them booked for your events. All you got to do is holler at me. So check it out. This right here is AWOL. This is called Feel Good. Monstrous Radio Live.
Hot.com.
DJ E.
Hot.com. 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 Hot.com.
When I ride through the hood, I'm getting money and the shit feels good.
What?
Turn it right, turn it left on the wood. Stacks in my denim, so get it understood. When I ride through the hood, I'm getting money and the shit feels good.
What?
Turn it right, turn it left on the wood. Stacks in my denim, so get it understood. When I ride through the streets, money coming 7 days out the week. Printed money just come in the sheets. Fresh stamp from posted on the block like a ramp. Right a corner, grab a goon, set up camp. The block is hot cause the pounds that I got vamp. Slide in the crib, my like first base. Hide it in the back on the wall by the face. Jump the whip, fitted lace with TC. Couple shots, put a nigga on his knees. Step on this corner, homie, need a feet. 12 in the gauge. If a nigga won't be 6 feet, I don't play when it comes to the cheese. I need every penny. Clothes, I got plenty. Haters, too many. The sum is mine. Puffing on this piff, I can't be stopped. I'ma keep the climb. When I ride through the hood, I'm getting money and the shit feels good.
What?
Turn it right, turn it left on the wood. Stacks in my denim, so get it understood. When I ride through the
hood. I'm getting money, then the shit feels good. Turn it right, turn it left on the wood stacks in my denim, so get it understood. Understand, I'm the man with the grams. Hold up, I've been a fucking champ. My path is straight and my vision's unmatched. I'ma ride, tinted windows with a strap. Seat lean back, smoking green crack. TC fitted on my way to the app. I'm getting money, ain't hard to tell. Buy a case of Goose, tell him bring it over here. Clouds of that high times, purple and lime. Switch it filled up for that Kush fine pine. Play your shit, pinky out, drinking wine. Phone on buzz, I call the chat line. Stacks on stacks, I make money like that. Put it in a rubber band and take it to the stash. I had 10, but they gone in a flash. Now I gotta hit the plug and do it again, cuz. When I ride through the hood, I'm getting money and the shit feels good. Turn it right, turn it left on the wood stacks in my denim, so get it understood. When I ride through the hood, I'm getting money and the shit feels good. Turn it right, turn it left on the wood stacks in my denim, so get it understood. Turn it right, turn it left for them checks. My turn, real niggas up next. Bitches see me flexing, wanna take off their dress. I'll be the best, two pistols cause a mess. In this world, I get the most, not the less. Watch it set, so it's time to place a bet. All eyes on me like a bullet to the vest. Nigga, leaving birdies in the nest. Runaway birds, I call it the pest. Elephant gun, put his head on his chest. Money in the house, pounds in the couch. And 24 hours, we all out. It's coming too fast, cash amounts. In the safe, I place large amounts. I'm uplifted with a high-ass pension. I'm feeling good if I didn't mention. When I ride through the hood, I'm getting money and the shit feels good. Turn it right, turn it left on the wood stacks in my denim, so get it understood. When I ride through the hood, I'm getting money and the shit feels good. Turn it right, turn it left on the wood stacks in my denim, so get it understood.
Yo, 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 what's up? This your girl Jazzy B, and you are now rocking with us on Monster US Radio with a raw.
Juice G, featuring Live Sosa. I know Juice G is cooking all summer.
Hey, Sosa, what we came to do, baby?
I came to fuck up the summer, fuck up the summer.
Yeah.
I came to fuck up the summer, fuck up the summer.
I swear to God,
the spring,
ready.
The fall, and the winter, yeah.
What's that?
The spring,
yeah.
The fall,
yeah.
And the winter, yeah.
Let's go, let's go.
Now what was you thinking, bruh?
Yeah.
That I ain't come on a mission.
Damn.
Like I ain't come here to blow speakers out.
What?
Or get reckless with bad intentions. I adapt to all elements.
Element.
But what you say, this is heaven sent.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas been waiting to see me slip. Plotting a whole bunch of extra shit.
Yeah.
Far from the truth is how niggas spit.
Swear.
But now I'm here to set the damn record straight.
Yeah.
Too deep in the beast in this bitch. Don't need no approval, I'm known to fuck up the place. Swear to God, I feel like I'm Thor. Any moment I'm bringing the thunder.
Yeah.
Got mother nature in the feeling. Cause I came to fuck up the summer.
Yeah.
I came to fuck up the summer.
Fuck it up.
Fuck up the summer.
Yeah.
I came to fuck up the summer. Fuck up the summer.
I'm not holding back.
The fall and the winter, yeah.
Cause y'all niggas thought I was doing something.
The fall and the winter, yeah.
Boondocks, pal. That nigga there showing out.
Showing out
something that most niggas.
summer.
Fuck it up.
Fuck up the summer.
I'm charged,
y'all. I came to fuck up the summer. Fuck up the summer.
I'm so charged.
The spring, the fall, and the winter.
That's what I do, man.
The spring, the fall, and the winter.
I came to fuck up the summer. Fuck up the summer. I came to fuck up the summer.
Yeah, like I said, we paying homage right now to some of the artists that performed that night. And Juice G performed that special track right there, which was first released exclusively right here with Monstrous Radio Live.
Yes.
It's unbelievable. You've seen the performance. Did he get it in?
I did.
Did he get it in?
He got it in. He get it in. He got it in. The wind, I mean, it was hot. I really enjoyed that. I mean, he had me up and going. I was like, yes. I mean, the lyrics are just so catchy, and it's like catch on, and you could just get the rocking and singing, and you just be like, hey, he came to fuck with the summer. That's hot. The chest. He was going down.
But,
yeah, it was going down.
Yeah, he might be mad at me, though. I have to admit, he might be mad at me, though, because I was recording his video. I was doing the recording, but I was so groovy with it. I don't think I pushed record. Oops.
Oh.
Awkward.
Ooh.
I don't think I.
Well, he's just
going
to have to come back out Thursday night and do it again. He's just going to have to come back out Thursday night and rock again. Rock him like a kid.
Right. Yeah.
DCJ,
yeah.
If you hear me, Thursday, Hot Rock, come out, hit that mic again. Shout out to you. Good job.
There you go. Right, yeah.
All right.
So, all right, so I'm going to play this Chef Delacroix track. He came out. He tore it up as well. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about how Miss Unbelievable was unbelievable at Hot Rod Thursday night. Check it out. This right here, Dimension T's Chef Delacroix, Monstrous Radio Live on a Monstrous Monday.
Yes.
Hover. 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 Look, look.
Hover, look. I'm from another dimension. I'm from another dimension. I'm from another dimension. Look, nigga, pay attention. Look,
hover, look.
I'm from another dimension. I'm from another dimension. Let me show you how we made it. I'm from another dimension. I'm from another dimension. I'm from another dimension. Look, nigga, pay attention.
Nacho, nacho, nacho.
I'm from another dimension. I'm from another dimension. Let me show you how I'm winning.
Motivated by the hate, motivated by the snakes, motivated by the cake, motivated by the apes. She motivated by the lust, he motivated by the dust. In God they don't trust, little niggas in a rush. Scud out like I'm Jim Jones, moonwalking in my Timbos. Gem shining like I'm Big Stone, screaming mighty like I'm Big Bone. Strapped up like I'm Lord Tone, dead people on my cell phone. Fucking cash won't leave me alone, mama said you a Rolling Stone.
I'm from another dimension. I'm from another dimension. I'm from another dimension. Look, nigga, pay attention. Look. I'm from another dimension. I'm from another dimension. Let me show you how we made it. I'm from another dimension. I'm from another dimension. I'm from another dimension. Look, nigga, pay attention. Look. I'm from another dimension. I'm from another dimension. Let me show you how I'm winning.
I'm on my chest like Wooly. Yeah, I'm true to blues like Tukey. I bring the pain to a goofy. Frank Black kicking like Bruce Lee. Black and blue Glock, no GD. I'm a motherfucker boss like a GD. Like those Sherman like a P-I-M-P. Hat to the left like a L-O-R-D. Cash stacking up so I think I'm Big Meats. Swag on point so I think I'm Gucci. Intelligent so I think I'm Guwa. Trap house trapping like an all-night trap chop.
Nacho, nacho, nacho,
nacho, nacho, nacho, nacho, nacho, nacho, nacho, nacho, nacho,
nacho, nacho, nacho, nacho, nacho, nacho. I'm from another dimension. I'm from another dimension. Look, nigga, pay attention. Look,
hover, look.
I'm from another dimension. I'm from another dimension. Let me show you how we win it. I'm from another dimension. I'm from another dimension. I'm from another dimension. Look, nigga, pay attention. Look,
hover, look.
I'm from another dimension. I'm from another dimension. Let me show you how I win it.
Monstrous Radio Live, Chef Delacroix. Woo! monstrous.
I put another dimension. I put another dimension. Hey.
Hey, the Twin Cities music scene is another dimension. No matter where it's at, make sure you go out, kick it somewhere, you know what I mean? Get out, see the nightlife. The scene is lit here in the Twin Cities. So even if it's at, you know, a local bar, some of the history spots like the Red Sea, Rise Lounge, some of y'all like, oh, hey, it is what it is. They still be having hot artists there. So, hey, make sure you get out there, have some fun. The Twin Cities is lit, and I just got a lot of great things, a lot of inspiration that's coming from this summer. I'm just saying, we really going to live it up out here, non-violently. Get it? I'm just saying.
That's what I thought. Yes.
So, I miss Unbelievable. I'm going to go ahead and say how you were so unbelievable that night, because I was like, wait a minute. What just happened? All right, y'all, so check it out. And the point was, and I didn't know what was going to happen. I'm not for sure if she really knew what was going to happen. We're going to let her tell you in just a moment. But she started hosting. Like, hosting the event. You know, and that's where it, make sure you come out Thursday night. You'll understand when she say hashtag, you'll understand what we're talking about. But she did very, 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 very well. I was very surprised. I was honored that she's part of the team, and she got up there and got monstrous. So go ahead and run it down to the people. Right? I mean, how did that even come about? Because I was like, wait, what?
Well, what came about was King was like, I need you to host for me. I just need you to introduce some of the artists. Go up there, do your thing. Let me see what you can do. And I was like, what? Who, me? What? I just came out, and he was like, no, I need you to go up there. The host ain't ready. And I was like, all right, well, because I'm not shy and I do what I do, I just went up there and had fun. So, yeah.
Right.
Showed a little of my personality. Yeah. I booed a couple people, you know, because he was whack. He was a whack comedian. But I think he got some talent.
Nice.
He just needs to come a little bit more, you know, with some pump in the pockets, you know. But other than that, it was a cool night. The rappers did their thing. The battles was cool. And I'm just excited to continue to see what's going on next.
Right. Well, hey, remember everybody, we're doing it again this Thursday night. I believe it's still free. So you better come out. We got some more hot artists coming for you guys coming up. If you want to represent Monstrous Radio, all you got to do is submit some of your performance that you got. And what it is, it's an open mic showcase, which means you can walk up and you can sign up if you want. We also have a showcase part. That's where I bring in the artists. You dig? Now, there's other artists that will be in the showcase. That's where Monstrous Radio, we throw in the hitters that we know of. You got a hot performance, blah, blah, hit us up. We give you an interview. We promote you the whole week that you're going to be there. So have a promo goes with it. And it's free. So tell all your friends, they can't be like, oh, I can't get in. It's $10. So I only got $5 on my, you know what I mean, my Kansas. No, there's no problems. You dig? It's free. So bring your ass Thursday night, Hot Rods, St. Paul, Minnesota. Connect with us, monsterusradio.com. Request the information, and we'll get your information on how to get there. Also, you can look them up on Facebook. I'm not for sure if they got Instagram or Twitter. But we'll get all that information. We're new there, so bear with us. But we definitely is having a good time. I'm just saying, remember when they did like almost like what DJ Dimension did like a freestyle? And I'm going to get King's Entertainment thing. I can't remember if it's King Entertainment or we'll get the information for you guys here real soon. We got the flyers coming out and stuff too. I just don't have it sitting in front of me. But big shout out to them. There's the one who actually brought us in. But he did like a freestyle cipher, and this one dude, he was a little tipsy, wasn't he? He was a little tipsy. Just a lot of bad.
He was a lot tipsy. The one we had to put out, he was not. But you know what? He started out smooth, and then he just kind of like fell off, and we had to be like, whoa, partner, you kind of falling off. But he started off hot at first, and then he just kind of like went downhill. It was like a sinking ship, like, shoot. But everyone came back and recovered. They were like, hey, he did his thing. He got to go, though. So if you're going to come, you know, watch your alcohol if you're going to perform, because get ready for them battles. Because if you ain't ready, your feelings going to get hurt, that liquor going to get talking, and you're going to get put don't. Other than that, have some fun. Have fun.
Right.
You better come correct. Oh, the thing that they was getting me a little irritated, I had to go up there and put some check-in. Yes, Miss Unbelievable did some check-in. They wasn't talking in the mic.
Hold on.
We don't need no soft mic, folks.
No.
Yeah.
Right, my bad. Like, I thought you were going to talk about Duke. Cause I know some people are like, you had to put somebody out that was rapping. What? Yeah, I'm going to tell y'all about that just
yes!
a bit. It's fun, man. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm going to tell y'all just a bit. Big shout-out to So Fancy, Exposure TV. It was her night. She really put it together
yes.
real nice. We all had a great time. They're doing, I believe they got First Thursdays, I believe. They also got some packages and stuff for artists. I can't remember, like I said, I can't remember if it's like the King Entertainment or whatnot, but that's what we're going to call my dude King right now, King Entertainment. He's got a thing going where a contest you guys can win some money. That's right, win some money. I might have him come on here and talk
money,
to you.
Money. I hear that.
Yes. So check it out. Here's another artist from here in the Twin Cities who's going to be coming here to Twin Cities at an event that I'm going to be DJing. You dig? I'm going to tell y'all about that coming up July 8th, just a little bit. Check it out. This is Jay Bree. I like this one right here. It's some Twin City R&B. He's in Atlanta, though, right now. You dig? But they're originally from the Twin Cities. So check it out. This is Wish I Was Single, some R&B. Uh-huh. July 8th. Uh-huh.
Ooh.
We going to get it in.
Stay tuned.
If I can get the play button to work. There we go.
Hey, Monster Radio.
It's Jay Bree, baby. Down this road before, ain't tryna hear that. Where you been and where you at? Cause you ain't called back. I'm out here working, baby, so you can fall back. You've been tripping, thinking I'm slipping. We know what that money do. These women, they so full. That's why I rock with you. Don't you play with me, babe. I don't see girl, I just want your body. No, I don't need nobody. I'm so in love with you and loyal to, but you don't see it. I wish I was single.
Wish I was.
I'm tired of the games that you play. I wish I was single.
Wish I was.
I'm so in love with you and loyal to, but you don't see it. I wish I was single. I wish I was single, oh babe. I'm tired of the games that you play. I wish I was single. I'm so in love with you and loyal to, but you don't see it. I wish I was single.
Oh, snap, my bad. Oh, my bad. I'm over here grooving.
I know.
So, hey, check it out, Miss Unbelievable. I want you to really pay attention to this track right here because I just talked not too long ago
okay.
with Percy T, and he's really hyped about coming to the Twin Cities. I really like this song.
Nice.
You know what? I might do a double play. This right here is going to be his track, a track that he's on a remix of. It's Ace Wayne and Lil Swipe. It's called 1,000 Likes. It's a remix. Featuring, is it Mr. EBT, Percy T, and Don Jiggy. I'm playing that one, and he's got another track that he brought to us when he did an interview with us, when he told us about, you know, he worked, he did some intern work with P. Diddy. He worked really close with, what's his name, Percy? That's his real name. Master P. There we go, Master P. So let's check it out. This right here is his track, and then after that, it's a track called Work. We're going to play a double play right quick, showing love to Percy T. He's trying to come here to the Twin Cities. I need you to tell me what you think of this first track. I'm going to open it up and tell me what you think, all right?
Sounds good. Gotcha.
You.
Let's get it.
A 1,000 likes. Monsters Radio Live.
Produced by NWP.
We live, y'all.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Girl, you're moving too fast, let's take it slow.
Calm down.
I see you getting real mad, just let it flow.
Just let it go.
You want attention, detention, just let it go.
Just let it go.
Just let it go and turn it over like a bad pass. 1,000 likes, cause you know I got a bad swag. Why you flipping, why you tripping, gotta ask that. Girl, you crossing the line, you like a hashtag.
1,000 likes, girl, got you tripping.
Trending, cause there is no pretending. Girl, you so sexy, your body, your walk, shockwaves, you send me. I'm hoping you befriend me, so I can start the spending. IG, your Twitter, your Facebook, really got my attention. Hello, Miss Brown Eye, hello, Miss Double D. Follow Ace Wayne and Lee Bay, then follow Percy T. What about the fantasy? I'm not in wizardry, but click the heels 3 times, we'll reach your destiny.
1,000 likes, girl, got you tripping.
Walk like a champion, the body where she have it cause heart palpitation, intoxication, hallucination. Every pick you take, you hear them and them sing. You leave them heartbroken, feeling like I'm chosen. Big time picture posing, now you're open. Your beauty pretty girl is provoking. My wishing and hoping, feeling and proposing. You're sexy and it's showing.
1,000 likes, girl, 1,000 likes.
Yeah, Monsters Radio Live. So, it's unbelievable. I mean, how you feel about that one?
I'm just gonna say this: #1,000 likes. That's #1,000 likes. #1,000 likes. Yeah,
right.
That was smooth. I like that. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
I mean, it brings you.
Go ahead.
It brings me to, like, how people, like, interact on Facebook and interact on Twitter and different things like that, how important likes are to them. So that was big up.
Right. And if you ever get a chance to get to a YouTube or whatever, make sure you go check out the video. I love the video. It's very slick. It's very hot. It's very new. I'm telling you, it's going to inspire y'all to do some stuff with y'all's new videos. I love it. Matter of fact, I'm going to share it on my personal page, my Emonster page, my DJ Emonster page, and the Monsters Radio page, and in the group. So make sure you guys check that out. If you like it, comment and share on it. You dig? And you can check out the Percy T interview 24 hours a day, 365 at monsterusradio.com. Just go to the interviews and you'll find it. So I'm going to play, like I said, I'm going to play a double play. I'm going to get you another track of his. And I see somebody else on tuned in and they don't chime in. So that means they're ready to talk.
I'm going to get to you in just a second. 763-560. Right, right. They're trying to get monstrous on a Monday night. So check it out. This right is my double play. This is Percy T. This is called Work. Pay attention. All the people out there really doing it, doing it, doing it. You understand?
What?
Percy T. Innovation Entertainment. I'm going to shock him with this one. Low key on the track.
Shout out to Master P. Shout out to P. Diddy. They getting money, get your way, they don't fucking play. Listen to what I say. I'm talking every day. I'm on my grind, it's my time, and I'm here to stay. Sit back and you will see, cause you can hate on me. I have a choice, I'm in the club and I can leave with free. So you just best believe, there's no apologies. If you a rat, don't fuck with that, go ahead and get the cheese. Respect a woman's worth, dancing until it hurts. Some corporate minds, some shaking thighs, yeah, that whatever works. I see this girl lurk, she's bouncing hard and flirt. My thoughts, my mind berserk, she just may be deserved. Not talking Eden, man, I'm talking Beat, man. Most women love that pain, they want to go again. And it's official, go ahead and blow the whistle. I'm rising like a missile, take heat, I will not fizzle, come on.
Bouncing for you, boy. Working for you, boy. Got me throwing more. Show me what you working for. Bouncing for you, boy. Working for you, boy. Got me throwing more. Show me what you working for. Bouncing for you, boy. Working for you, boy. Got me throwing more. Show me what you working for. Bouncing for you, boy. Working for you, boy. Got me throwing more. Show me what you working for.
Take two. I'm having fun with you. We sipping on these bottles. This is what we do, ha ha. Don't need a feature, I'm kinda glad to meet you. I'll make it on my own, a universal creature. I hold my crappy closet, study many teachers. The gift of gab, you would've thought I was a preacher. I told you I would stay, and will not go away. Two more respected leaders, homies to Baby J. Talk about you know I really had the clue. I wrote them on cause I don't really have a crew. I use my mental for creating something new. I just like coffee, I just sit and let it brew. This girl turned to a motivating speaker. I said some things and then she turned into a leader. She building up a set. Her dance, she broke a sweat. She wants to reconnect. Keep working, no regrets. Everybody won't like what you do. I'm not a maker, but between me and you, don't wanna lie because I wanna tell the truth. And then you're grinding, then a nigga will salute.
Bouncing for you, boy. Twerking for you, boy. Got me throwing more. Show me what you working for. Bouncing for you, boy. Working for you, boy. Got me throwing more. Show me what you working for. Bouncing for you, boy. Twerking for you, boy. Got me throwing more. Show me what you working for. Bouncing for you, boy. Twerking for you, boy. Got me throwing more. Show me what you working for.
Yeah, Percy P. That's called work. Yeah.
Work.
I like getting up on my way to work. Knocking that one.
Yeah. Got to balance on your speakers. Hey, like, hey, get you ready to work. Get you ready to work. Balance that in your speakers, blowing bad boys out. What that means. Hey.
So, yeah, big shout out to Percy T for working with us here at Monsters Radio Live. He always keeps us informed of what he's got going on. He got, like, the key to, what is it, Miami? He got all kinds of things. He makes sure that we stay up to date on that. So make sure you check in with us in our groups on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm even on, what, Snapchat? All caps, E-M-O-N-S-T-A. It don't go down in my DM, so don't even play. But I will check out your promo. Good egg. Before we go back into what went down at Hot Rods on Thursday night,
yeah,
with DJ Dimension, also King, Monsters Radio Live, So Fancy, and Exposure TV. Let's go over here and check in with the 763, with the person on the line. Let's go over here and check in with them. Now, they from the Twin Cities. Uh-oh, I hope they like me. So let's check in right quick, see who we got on a Monsters Monday. 763.
E.E. Monster, let's crack-a-lackin', man. Let's crack-a-lackin', bro.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Oh, wow.
Wow. You came in.
I don't know, you're surprised.
So, what's good, Angela? How you feeling?
Yeah. Yeah, what's good in the hood, huh?
Live in the suburbs.
I like giving you some stuff.
Right,
right.
It's
all good.
Right.
It's all good. It's all good.
Well,
yeah. I have some stuff to
unbelievable. Oh, okay.
E-Monster?
Go ahead. Yeah, I got it.
Sorry. Yeah. I was wanting to know, my PCA Karen had me write these questions down. So,
okay.
Yeah, so the first one is, I'm disappointed about that Justin Bieber didn't get any awards this year on the Billboard.
What do you think?
Okay.
What do you think about that?
when was it? My bad.
It was yesterday. It was yesterday.
I know. I said, but weren't you disappointed about Justin Bieber not getting any awards on the Billboard last night? Because I was kind of disappointed about that. But
right. No, I heard the question. I was trying to find out when it was because I didn't see it. Who did he go up against?
He went up against Drake was up there and Drake won, but Drake won more than anyone ever in a year, and he beat Adele. Shit. Yeah.
Whoa, he beat Adele.
And Adele.
Drake.
Yeah, Drake. Yeah. Yeah, last year he beat Adele's record, but right now this year he's won more than anyone ever in a year.
Okay.
And then
okay. All right.
Do you know what the record was before Adele?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I guess if he lost to Drake, I guess I can't really say. I didn't see it, so I don't know the categories how it worked. A lot of people make fun of the little dude. But I'm a believer. It is what it is.
Oh, you're a believer like me?
Yeah.
Oh, you are? Yeah, I'm going to his concert. I wish you could. I didn't know you liked Justin Bieber. You could have taken me instead. Instead of my other person that used to be my PCA. Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know you liked him.
So,
but
all right. So what's your next question?
Yeah. And then, do you know who had the most?
He does not.
Oh, you don't know about that. what have you been up to? Sorry.
Me? Yeah. I've been putting more shows together, getting booked quite frequently. I got the Rep My City Day coming up where I'll be coordinating that stuff. I'll be DJing and helping the artists get up there, introducing them and doing things. And we're going to have like a vendor table, all kinds of things. We're going to do like Britney. I'm going to get interviews from the artists. July 8th, we're doing a thing at the park. I believe it's, I'll get it for everybody here coming up. I think it's like Roseberry Island Park or something like that. So, yeah, I got the information. We just booked it in today, July 8th. So that's outside in the park from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Everybody's invited to come out.
I wish I could go to that, but I can't, I don't think.
Oh, okay. But it's put on by Shaky Bones Food Truck. So, yeah, we got that going on. And every Thursday night at Hot Rod. So, I'm getting kind of busy. I got some other stuff coming up, but, they're not quite like them yet.
Yeah.
But, I got quite a few things going on. I got some new music. Look, let me stop. I can go on for days. Like, I got going on.
Yeah, I know.
But, what's the other question?
Yeah. The last one is, how did you feel about the live feed? I know that you were saying that I saw you on your Facebook Live last week, and you were saying, well, I'm not sure about doing this, but usually a lot of people say that, though, when they first start.
Are
you going to do another one? My mom wants to know.
Yeah. Most likely start doing them probably every Thursday night, right? It's unbelievable. I believe that's part of everybody's promo. We're all going to start going live from there, showing what's going on at the event. So, Thursday night was my first live ever. It was kind of weird.
Yeah.
I didn't know if I was working it right. I'm glad some of my friends was around me to help me out. Yeah, I mean.
No, I saw you drinking or you were kind of drunk or something a little bit.
No.
You weren't?
Messed up, though.
It looked like it was when you were on Facebook.
I had no drinks by that time. No. I had no drinks at that time. So, that was my first live ever. I had a little fun with it, so yeah, I'm gonna do it. We're gonna do it every Thursday night.
Or my answer, were you just probably goofing around and not trying to be drunk at all? Which one I thought you were. Maybe you're just being silly because it's your first time.
Yeah. Well, I was setting the vibe for the night. You know, everybody came out. I think everybody was playing a little adult silly by the end of the night. You know what I mean? Miss Unbelievable set the tone. ####. But we had a good night. So, yeah, that's probably why I seemed a little tipsy. Yeah, I was feeling myself a little bit. I was having a little bit of fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was.
Is Joseph still going to be on this show on Mondays? Or not anymore? I don't know. I was just wondering.
I'll just say to be continued. Yeah, his line's always free. So, you know, people can always call him. But, you know, I think he's kind of busy getting his tour stuff together.
I was hoping for him to be on so I could say hi to him a little bit too, but I guess he's probably busy. So.
Right. Okay. All right, I'm going to go ahead and put you on mute for a minute so we can go ahead and finish talking about some of the stuff on Thursday night. So. So definitely stick with us. All right, Ms. Unbelievable. Remember when he did the freestyle part of it and dude did not want to give back to Mike.
No, he turned his back and everything. He was, like, holding it and bending down, and almost a brawl broke out to get the mic from him. And I'm like, it takes all that. You don't turn your back. I mean, you go in front. You don't go in the back and try the mic. You go to the front and take the mic. I mean, hey, he wasn't trying to give it up. He was feeling it. He loved the beat. He was feeling it. He was like, I'm about to just kill it. And, yeah. He just wanted to keep it. He wanted to take it home with him and say, I won this battle, you know.
Right. He even turned his back to King and was like, no, I'm not going to stop rapping.
No.
I'm going to keep it till they clap him. And blah, 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 blah. I was like, whoa, I couldn't do nothing.
You remember some of it?
I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I could have went up and helped him. I'm not going to lie, but it was so funny. It was so entertaining. I couldn't stop.
I was gonna go help him too, but then I was like, that was like a punk move, because then I would have been like, dude, you know, then there would have been comedy going on, you know. So I just left it to the man, security guard.
Security.
Ain't we paying you, security? We gonna need you over here. We gonna need you. So, yeah, but you're going to have that. So just be ready to see any and everything, and don't be scared, because we got security and we holding it down, keeping it safe, keeping it light, keeping it fun, keeping it airy. But yet getting down with the freestyles and Minnesota homegrown music. It was hot.
Right. Don't forget, we'll be on Facebook Live, y'all.
#MercilessRadio.
Right. Well, you'll be here all night at the rate you was going that night. But I'm gonna play another track from another guy that's gonna be performing at one of the events they got coming up, and he did an interview with us, so I gotta show him some love. And then when we come back, I did put out a thing about topics. I'm going to read some of the topics there. I got quite a few people that put some stuff in that really support the network, so I definitely want to give them their little bit of promo while we continue with the show. So, all right, check it out. This is Jim Cash Kay Allen. He's going to be performing at that event I was telling you about outside at that park. I'm going to get the information here for you just a bit from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Make sure y'all come out. Monsters Radio Live. We're going to be there. Meet and greet me and the Monstar. So check it out. I hope he does this one right here, because I want to see him and Kay Allen. It's called AO Monstrous Radio Live on a Monstrous Monday. You did.
We live, y'all.
East Coast girls, put your hands up. West Coast girls, gonna show some. Down South girls, put your cups up. Midwest girls, show me more love. That girl got it, yeah, she got it, lie.
it up, then she drop it like, drop it like. Hey. She's so bad that you want it like, want it like. Hey. I wanna show her what it really like, really like. I just wanna talk, how far can I take it? Half the bar clothes on the table, butt naked, everything shaking. Tokyo to LA, she got them ass quakes, flip a cup and I'm like, okay. How the hell I find you? Body like a model. Coach should be a sponsor cause you looking like they bottle. So hold that, swallow, click this, follow. I'm trying to be your future, hello to tomorrow. I know that she into me, I feel the energy. Her booty thick, her looks alright, I want her next to me. How the hell you even getting your jeans? I wanna be the one to get right between. Yeah, I'ma get it, I promise I'ma get it. Leaving out this club with a smile and a dishes. I love these women, you gotta love these women. We gon' get it, I'm enjoying every minute like. That girl got it, yeah, she got it like hey, oh. She back it up, then she drop it like hey, oh. She's so bad that you want it like hey, oh. I wanna show her what it really like, really like.
Hey yo, I'ma show you how it really go. I start a combo when she tell me what I wanna know. So easy, this game so easy. Good mind on a dime, fine wine, and she free. Hello, 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 can I get a demo? The digits and the name and the date in the memo. Booty so fat and it's going to the tempo. Up, down, yeah, she ready, girl, let go. Oh yeah, now we riding out the bar. Champagne in the car while we eating caviar. She screaming my name, Dima Cash is who I are. She tell me I'm a star and my skills above par. She back it up and drop it, yeah, she back it up and drop it. Put the coochie in the coffin, beat it up and I ain't stop it. She back it up and drop it, yeah, she back it up and drop it. Put the coochie in the coffin, beat it up and I ain't stop it like.
Hey, oh. That girl got it, yeah, she got it like. Hey, oh. She back it up, then she drop it like. Hey, oh. She's so bad that you want it like. Hey, oh. I wanna show her what it really like, really like.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hey,
hey.
Yeah, 5 winners for a man. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so
Okay.
Right. So I want to say a big shout out to Lindsay, the bartender, Thursday night at Hot Rod. Make sure y'all hook up with her, get you a what was it called? That I had, it's going to be called the new E-Monster. When you get there, all you got to do is ask for the E-Monster, and they'll give you, I believe they call it the antifreeze. Yeah.
Yes.
The antifreeze.
Yes.
That drink was so
delicious.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
It was so delicious.
Oh, yes. Tequila.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Tequila. Yeah, it was real nice. So,
yes.
Big shout out to them.
That's an E-Monster. It
night.
Was really monstrous.
Uh-huh.
It was monstrous.
Bring
Hot Rod.
Be monstrous with us.
Nine to one.
Mm-hmm.
Nine to one.
Yes.
Cash only at the bar though.
I believe we'll be running the ones and twos from 9 to 11. And then I believe Dimension takes over after that. And then that's how we gonna rock it out. So y'all know how I get it in. You dig? I play diversity. Diversity, but it's also turn up, have fun music. I do have it where you can make a request. You dig? I do got a little chip bucket. It is what it is. You dig? It is free to get in. Put something in the chip bucket. That's all I am. You dig?
Put something in the
bucket. We'll have shirts there for sale. Between this week and next week, we'll be taking video because we're building the promo with the commercials and stuff. So people out there, if you got a brand on your shirt, things like that, make sure you come out Thursday night, this Thursday and next Thursday. It's going to be all promo. You did. You'll be in the videos. We'll have y'all turning up, da-da-da, with your logos in there and all that stuff. So make sure you come out these two Thursdays, especially this Thursday. I got some hot artists coming up for y'all. I'm waiting to make sure they locked in. We should be having some of them on Tick over Tuesday tomorrow. We'll see. But stick with us. Monsterous Radio Live. All you got to do, if you're listening on your computer, make sure you push follow right there so you get all the updates. And when we're not on the air, check out an archive. Get it? All the shows are hot. You can listen to an interview with The Game, The Real Frank Lucas. Y'all remember that movie, what was it, American Gangster? Denzel played that dude. Yeah, we interviewed him.
Woo!
And quite a few other people.
Yeah.
So make sure you get connected with us. We'll be live. We got our live videos on YouTube. and other spots where you can find them. Looks like somebody else tuned in here from the 612. Uh-oh, I hope they like me. But all right, let's go over here and talk about these topics right quick because, what, we got like 10 minutes? So let me hit some of these topics quick because, like I said, yeah. So like
Knock
I said, I put up on my post, wow, can you believe it? I don't have a topic for tonight. Maybe I will just spend more music or comment a topic below. So all right, maybe we can dice these up throughout the week because I think some of these ones are good. Some might be for Wet Wet Wednesday, Conor Cafe,
Ooh,
or just some who's,
yes.
or some who's bumping, who's getting fat on a Friday Night Live. But here's some of the things right here. I wish I could remember her entertainment name, but we'll just call her Jessica. You know who you are. She says business ideas that could have been, like she has new ideas weekly, but she needs to learn to execute. You dig? So that's one. You know, we can help people learn how to execute things a little more better. Yeah, we got some ideas for that.
That's
also,
some Comic Cafe stuff like this.
Mm-hmm. So she got another one that says the Ariana Grande concert. And then it says, like, you know, the little hash, and then it says terrorist attack that just happened. Now, I don't know if Ariana Grande concert just had a terrorist attack or she's talking about two different things, but we need to find out. And maybe we can bring out that on Takeover Tuesday because I ain't got enough time to look that up, but wow. Okay.
There was a terrorist attack today. I think those are two separate.
Okay.
There was a terrorist attack today. And I think she may be talking about Ariana Grande from the Billboard Awards on Sunday because there was some discrepancies going on with that. So those are two separate issues.
Right.
I'm up on the news.
That's right. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for clearing that up because I don't want none of Ariana Grande people walking up chimneys stomping on my big toe talking about that. We didn't have no terrorists.
No.
Oh, shit. You didn't. Don't mess up our brain.
Don't mess it up.
Here's another one. Right, here's another one. I really like this dude right here, Saeed. He's talking about black economic growth. Actually, I was talking with King, and he was talking about bringing, like, a financial type thing to Monstrous Radio, where we talk about the stock market, things to invest in, better things to do with your money, business tips, things like that. So, yeah, that would be kind of hot, and I think Saeed would be a great guy to get involved with that, to help us out with that. You think that's something that people would like? Business tips and things like that, learning the stock market, bitcoins, things like that?
I mean, I think so. It's always good to give information out there to become economically wealthy and growth and with that mindset. So anything can help, credit cleanup, where to invest, how to keep your 401k together, where to, you know, put your money with black-owned businesses, how to start that. So, yeah, I think that's an awesome way to get our minds growing as a culture, as a people, to bring it back together as we build it and helping each other. So education, always down for it, yes.
Right. Okay. Big shout out to, we'll call her Sarah. I don't want to put her whole government out here. She got the starry eyes. Big shout out to you for all the support you do. She has a network down in Houston where they really play like heavy Houston music. Big shout out to her. You know, she helps us with artists. We trade artists back and forth and help promote in both different networks. So big shout out to her. Hopefully I can get some information about her network that's going on. And some of you artists can get connected with it to help spread your music. So all right, here's one, Miss Love. Was it Miss Lovebird? Now I love this one. It says, what happened to the village that used to help our children grow? Then it says, women in relationships with men who don't lead by example. Now, if that ain't a Comic Cafe, I don't know what is.
Ooh,
that's urban therapy right there.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Miss Lovebird, you might end
hashtag
up wearing a shirt
good
for
one.
This week.
Yes.
Yeah, you might end up wearing
hashtag
a shirt for this
good
week.
One.
At the end of the week, on Friday Night Live, we asked people what was the best topic. Things like that, or you get the most likes on your thing, and you win that Monstrous Radio Live t-shirt. So, all right, good luck, everybody. So, all right, here's another one that Chef Delacroix put up, which is a great one, drug addiction. I think that should be talked about at some point. That's another good Urban Therapy Comic Cafe, because a lot of artists out here, young artists, they don't understand some of the things that's coming before y'all. You dig? Some people might try to slip something in your drink. You better not smoke nothing that's already rolled. You dig? And drug addiction amongst, you know, families, artists, it seems to be an epidemic. When you start to become very big, the drug addiction that goes with it. I've seen an artist, I'm not going to say his name, but he's a Twin City artist. He's one of the biggest artists coming up back in the day. I see him out on the side of the freeway, yesterday, with a sign doing some bipolar karate kicks and everything like that. And we all know, if you know the dude, you know he went through a moment where he went through drug addiction, and I don't think them karate kicks is helping him kick it. It is what it is. Don't judge me, pray for me, but I think that is something that needs to be talked about, especially with the songs out, talking about Molly's, all those other things. I think it should be talked
right.
about. I'm going to let you say how you feel about it, but I can't wait to get to this next one. Richard Savage, oh my God, bro. Really? Wow. So, I mean, do you think that's something we should talk about, drug addiction?
Always.
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge is power. Giving out information of how to help people not fall into the traps of drug addiction and drugs, always a good thing, always.
Right. Okay, so we're going to add that one to the list. Chef Delacroix might got something to get him a shirt. So, I'm glad we only got 4 minutes. Let me see, did anybody else call in? Oh, yeah, I got to get to the 601. Sorry, 601, yeah, I'm going to definitely get, I just got to put this right here. Oh, my goodness. He talking about some Savage. He put up rompers. Okay, I'm pretty sure he's talking about them. What are they called? Romp hems? Romp hems? Is that what they call? Okay, no, you know, we're going to wait. We're going to check in with this call. Hold on, we're going to wait. We're going to wait. Let's check in with the caller first.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
All right.
Oh. 612-601. You've been with us 4 minutes. Thank you for calling in Monsters Monday. Who we got on the line, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah. This is King.
What's good,
King on
bro?
The radio.
I'm glad you called in. I'm glad you called in. Yeah.
What's going on, my
friend? So, hey, it's Monstrous Monday. Get it? So, all right, so before we get
it's
back
monstrous.
Into the stuff we were talking about, I want you to go ahead and lay down some of the stuff we were talking about, you know, the Thursday nights and things like that. Definitely, first of all, you know, tell them the name of your entertainment company, because I think I might have been getting it wrong, so they can definitely find you on all social media. But, yeah, and also talk about just go ahead. Tell them who you is, bro, and what's going on that we're doing at the Thursday night.
Well, I mean, I had a wonderful thank you to all the artists that showed up this first Thursday. I hope that everyone continues to come out on a Thursday night. We also will be there on a Wednesday night as well. But our artist showcase is on a Thursday night. We're looking to try to put this on the radio so people can hear it every night, every Thursday night. I would love to hear the different sounds, the different genres, the different words that come from the people. To my comedian that came out, you know, I hope that he come out with some better material next week. And I'm never hating on the fact that he didn't show out last week. But that's a whole different story in itself. But anyways, I love him the more for even coming and showing support this past Thursday. To the artists that came out, oh my God, we had a very, very enlightening and very extravagant night, Thursday night. And I hope that we can do it again this coming Thursday. My event page is called K&K. It stands for King Corner. But it's King's Corner Events and Entertainment. I do not consider myself a promoter. I have considered myself an event specialist. I've been doing this for too long, and I have been able to help a number of people get to a understanding of where or direction of what entertainment should be like in a club setting or in any type of venue setting. I look forward to people just coming in and being in at Hot Rods on Thursday nights, even our Wednesday nights. We're setting up a Friday night. We're setting up a Saturday night. We're setting up a Sunday night. So, yeah, please come on out to Hot Rods and show your support. It's very diverse crowd, so be prepared for that. Some of the people, you find some very interesting characters there. So, definitely can bet.
They turned up, though.
They definitely did. They definitely did. They definitely turned up.
It brings flavor. Stop playing. It brings flavor. Come on now.
Right. Now, hey, especially, I just want to say, especially, you know, I usually don't like to say things like this. Well, I'll just say, like, especially that redhead lady with the glasses. I'll just say like that. You know, you can put it together like you want to. But the redhead lady with the glasses, oh, she had me rolling. She was up on the stage messing with the comedian, grabbing his booty. And I just want to say, it is what it is. Now, all my other artists got it in good that night. The comedian was a monstrous artist. He didn't come with the material like he usually do. It is what it is. But, hey, we're going to get it together. We're going to get him back up there and have a funny night.
I definitely got one more thing to share. I definitely have one more thing to share. At the particular moment, I have become a co-business partner in what is considered, some people will consider, inflatable playhouses. We have inflatable playhouses from small to big. And when I mean by small to big, I mean you grown-ass people out there that like to actually have a little fun. I have a lot of big overgrown-ass inflatables that you might want to be interested in getting involved in. My inflatables are actually cost about a little bit to nothing. I mean, for a couple of hours to actually have either in your one of your little events or even at your own house for your children. They typically run about a good $350 for about 5 hours. I don't think that's not, you know, too much to ask for. But at the end of the day, you know, it's the time you enjoy with it is priceless. I definitely, if you check out my page, you'll see it. You got my number. My number is definitely there. And I mean, yeah, definitely hit me up for those inflatable times for the summer. I'm definitely trying to get into Rondo Days. I'm trying to get into Juneteenth and some more other festival type events that's happening this summer here in Minneapolis. So definitely hit me up if you want to, you know, make your kid's birthday party a memorable one.
Right. Well, damn, bro. I let you go because you're my boy and everything, but that's Takeover Tuesday. We don't do ads today.
He threw it in there. Hashtag Playhouse, right. Y'all.
Hashtag Playhouse.
I do have to say, I've seen one of the playhouses and Monsters Radio. We gonna have to rent one of them because he got one with a big ass slide on it. Oh, we gonna have fun, y'all. I'm telling y'all, we'll tell y'all more about it tomorrow on Takeover Tuesday.
Right,
King?
Alright. Definitely.
So, alright, y'all, that's the end of my show for tonight. Don't forget we're on Monday through Friday, same time, 9 PM Central Standard Time. That's 10 PM on the East Coast. I believe that's 7 PM on the West Side. So alright, tune in, get involved with us, like, comment, and share our links. When you comment on our post for the night on all of the me or the Monstars co-hosts and everybody's page, you can win a t-shirt. So, all right, tomorrow we'll talk about more events we got going up. Y'all can learn more about these inflatable playground things. I'm telling y'all, y'all want to know more about it. It's hot, especially if you're a promoter and you're doing events outdoors this summer. You want to hook up with my dude. I'm telling y'all that now. So, all right, we'll go ahead and let that be that. So, all right, I guess we'll go ahead and do shout-outs. King, you got some
shout-outs, bro? Hey, shout-out to E-Monster Radio. Shout-out to Hot Rods right now. They're getting it cracking down there. I called earlier, and they actually live down there doing their thing. Shout-out to Dimension Sound, After Sets. Shout-out to my man. He's doing his thing. Shout-out to everybody out there living life and loving it well.
Right, that's what's up. Hey, bro, them after sets, I heard they off the chain. So make sure y'all hook up with him anytime you can, Dimension, yeah, he gets it in. Especially if you're doing that reggae stuff, boy, you have me hyped. But let me stop and keep going with the show.
Nice.
It's unbelievable. You got some shout-outs.
Shout-outs to all the artists. Let them continue to follow their dreams. Shout-out to my children. Shout-out to God Most High. Shout-out to all those who are chasing their dreams. Continue doing it. Don't give up. Shout-out to all those who just need a touch right now. So, hands down, you're loved.
There it is. There it is. Y'all know how I always start it out now. God is good.
All the time.
All the time. And all the time, God is good.
There we go. There we go, my man. So, yes. All right, y'all, you know how it is. If you're in the Twin Cities tonight, I'm pretty sure something is popping. That's just how we do it around here, man. We lit Sunday through Saturday. No matter what it is, you can find a place to go. Just make sure you get out and do something. You dig? Don't have that cabin fever. The winter time's over. It's time to get out and turn up and do something monstrous. For real, for real. Just remember, if you go out tonight, don't drink and drive. Not because I'm trying to be in your business. I need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. Oops. Take over Tuesday. That's our night, y'all. Peace. Monstrously.